Yes, the sandstorms are continuing. The U.S. forces are still making some progress. Last night, the 3rd Infantry Division's 3rd Squadron, 7th Cavalry, known as the 3-7, had fierce battle overnight with Iraqi forces. These U.S. troops have been fighting in the past 24 hours. They have quite a few of these Iraqi, what they call light infantry men, perhaps irregular army people. They're not quite sure who they are, but they show up in these light civilian pickup trucks with heavy machine guns mounted in the back, and they engaged this mechanized unit. There was fierce fighting in the last 24 hours. Several hundred Iraqi troops have been killed in various battles with this 3-7 unit of the 3rd Infantry Division. Last night was particularly heavy. This happened just south of the town of Najaf, going up towards Baghdad. Now I understand that the 3rd Infantry Division has almost encircled the town of Najaf, and things have quieted down. The battle, I believe, ended about 5 a.m. local time, about 2 a.m. GMT. They were supported by a close air support. They brought in some jets to help out the 3-7, and they dropped some precision-guided munitions and tried to break up the forces that were putting up quite a fierce resistance, apparently. There were no U.S. casualties, but we're told that 2 tanks, these are the M1 Abrams, and 1 Bradley fighting vehicle were damaged by some type of rocket-propelled grenades that were fired by these Iraqi forces. The crew were not hurt. They were evacuated. They're being pulled back and taken care of. From what I'm told, the British troops in Basra have been trying to find out more about this uprising and try to encourage it. At the same time, these civilians who have formed this uprising have been mortared on by Iraqi troops down in Basra. We don't know if these are Iraqi regular army people or if they're a special forces loyal to Saddam who's been sent down to Basra to put down this kind of uprising, but we are told that the civilians are being mortared and attacked by these Iraqi forces. As of last night, British troops were trying to find them and to hunt them down. I'm not quite sure what the status is at the moment. If the reports are true, it's encouraging for the coalition troops, certainly, to hear that the people want to rise up against Saddam Hussein, but also it's very distressing to hear that they're being targeted by their Saddam's troops, who may be dressed as civilians, living among these civilians, and spying on the civilians to make sure that they do not put up this kind of uprising and protest against the Saddam government.